and welcome to the half-hour Christmas edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. I've lots of music to play, so I'll get right on with the opener. Phil Kossel and the Talbor and Wurlitzer with a favourite of Radio City Music Hall, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers. Ian Jessel's 1897 Parade of the Wooden, sometimes Tin, Soldiers. Almost 60 years later, Johnny Marks wrote another Christmas favourite, which was introduced by a 13-year-old Brenda Lee in 1958, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Thank you.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, a track from Justin Starr's first CD release, Christmas on the Circle, featuring the newly installed Wurlitzer in the Hilbert Circle Theatre, Indianapolis. In 1953, Eartha Kitt recorded a very naughty but nice Santa Baby, the lyrics of which I'm afraid you're going to have to forego in this slinky 2010 recording. This is Jonas Norble and the Wurlitzer in the Community Theatre, Berkeley, California.
Thank you.
Composed in 1903 and still very popular at Christmas, that was The March of the Toys, played on a very large Walker digital organ then in the Millhouse Museum in Boca Raton, Florida, by one of the house organists in Disney's El Capitan Theatre, Rob Richards. I mentioned New York's Radio City Music Hall in my opener today. Its best known house organist was Dick Liebert, who in 1963 recorded this Johnny Marks hit. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which charted for Gene Autry every year from 1949 to 53 and again in 1957. That was Dick Liebert's arrangement on the big auditorium Wurlitzer in the Music Hall at Radio City, New York. Back to the Tower Ballroom and to a track from Reginald Dixon. Here's a Ray Evans and Jay Livingston song from 1950, Silver Bells. Under the Christmas Mistletoe, composed and played by Dick Liebert on the Radio City Wurlitzer. The 1950s were very productive for seasonal songs. Here's one which charted for both the Beverly Sisters and Billy Cotton in the UK in 1953, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, which had somewhat over-cute lyrics. Ron Rode recorded the melody on the original Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza in Mesa in the 1970s. And so to my closer today, from a 1956 session on the ex-Chicago Paradise Theatre Wurlitzer in the studio of Richard Vaughan, owner of Hi-Fi Records, this is Percy Faith's Brazilian Sleigh Bells. Thank you. Brazilian Sleigh Bells, George Wright's incomparable recording of the Percy Faith classic, taped in 1956. I'll be back next week with another half hour of the best in theatre organ from around the world. But I've a little time left, so I'll play out this show with another track from George Wright, from his 1956 Christmas album, Jingle Bells. A very Merry Christmas to all, from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.